What's a 2020? I'm marvelous, Mfanganya. Who are you?
And I'm Chris Gande. Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7 Live Talk.
As you know, we are broadcasting from our homes, so this is actually a pre-recorded program, so you will be watching it much later on today here on Live Talk. We're looking at the coronavirus pandemic, which is ravaging the whole world, but in Zimbabwe, there's currently 28 positive cases with 4 deaths, with one death coming a few days ago of an 82-year-old grandmother in Harare, and the first death of Zororo Makamba, signaling and putting a face to COVID-19 coronavirus in Zimbabwe. Chris?
Yes, marvelous. It's very sad news coming from all over the world. Like you said, Zimbabwe has experienced quite its fair share, and there's complaints, of course, that maybe there's not enough testing that's being done, and there's also been complaints that some people are actually being tested after they have died, which is very sad, Marvela.
Yes, looking at the global figures, Chris, at the moment, using the Johns Hopkins University figures coming in globally, there are nearly 2.7 million people and counting who have died from the disease, who have contracted the disease worldwide. So confirmed cases of COVID-19 or the coronavirus are over 2.7 million currently, and also the total deaths are ranging above 192,000 and counting. And we see that those who have recovered, which is also good news, are in the average of about 749,000 people have contracted that disease and recovered worldwide. But maybe, Chris, if you can take it, what's the case here in the United States?
Yes, in the United States today, the deaths have gone up to more than 50,000. Yes, we have reached the 50,000 mark, and we are climbing slowly to the 1 million mark. That means people who have tested positive, there are more than 800,000. Sadly, this is not what the authorities have been expecting, because there were some states which were going to be to reopen today, but the figures seem not to allow that. There's, of course, a debate raging on that. Marvelous.
Yes, Chris, there's also a little bit of good news that there are some people in the United States who have actually contracted the disease and lived through it. So those are like 81,000 people, which is a little bit of good news coming in from the United States. But like you said, it has also become the epicenter of the coronavirus. I know before it came here, we used to point at places like Italy. We used to, you know, point at other countries. But this is now happening here in our own home ground, where we're seeing that the figures are rising daily. And we've seen, as you say, the several governors of these states weighing in on when the economy here in the U.S. will be opened. But we will be keeping a close eye to see what's going on. But we saw the South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Chris, yesterday also talking about his own country's lockdown. And as you know, South Africa's lockdown heavily affects what happens in Zimbabwe. What's your take on what Mr. Ramaphosa said yesterday?
Yes, marvelous. It's really, you know, what Ramaphosa said shows, many people are saying that it has shown that he is a very good leadership when it comes to the virus, because we've seen that what he has done, he has actually led most African countries, including Zimbabwe, which many people are saying has copied exactly what the South Africa has done as far as trying to contain the virus is concerned. We've seen that the numbers, of course, in South Africa have been climbing steadily, and their testing is actually one of the highest in Africa. And we have also seen how much resources, both human and capital, has been put in trying to contain the virus in South Africa. And of course, as usual, you know, in most African countries, just like other African countries, South Africa has also faced police and military brutality as people try to, you know, sneak out of their homes. Sometimes, especially foreigners, they are having a hard time trying to, you know, they make ends meet by going out into the streets. But because of the closure of the country due to the pandemic, it has been very difficult for people. And, you know, mostly foreigners who are not getting any food subsidies, and like the citizens are being given, including cash, 300 yes. rand, mm-hmm. Which is much, much, much better than what Zimbabweans are getting. Marvelous.
Yes, Chris, countries, like you said, you know, a lot of outrage came out also from, you know, some Zimbabweans who are actually staying in South Africa, saying that at the moment, most of, you know, the social services are targeted at South African citizens. And some of them are just residents in Zimbabwe and do not qualify. And some of them are saying they work those kind of jobs that actually pay as you go to work. So if they're not going to work, they're not going to be paid, and they have rentals, they have food. So like you said, we saw, you know, some outcry coming out from those people, the foreigners in South Africa, just saying, yes, the package is good for South Africans, but it doesn't take into account the foreigners that are resident there. And we also, on a lighter note, we saw also that a lot of people were a little bit upset that the ban on alcohol was not lifted soon enough. What's your take on that?
Yes, Marvelous. I think, personally, you know, I think the ban on alcohol was a bit too heavy, you know. I think they should have just stuck on banning people meeting in bars and, you know, places where they drink, not to ban the sale of the alcohol itself. I think that was a bit unfair, not because I'm a drinker, no, but just because I feel that this was very unfair.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, over to you, Chris. I see here there's Heather Maxwell who's saying, hi, Marvelous. Hi, Heather. We're broadcasting from home here. We're trying to make it work, and we are, you know, talking about the coronavirus, that pandemic, and how it's affecting our day-to-day life. Chris, over to you.
Yes, Marvelous. Samukeleke uZulu weZimbabwe. Siyalambulela lingali ngapi kumhlaba siku live talk. Sikhuluma ke ngegcikwane le coronavirus. Yes, siyabona ukubana inani labo asebetholakale belegcikwane leli eZimbabwe. Lokhu lokhu 28 kuthi asebetshonile belokhu bebane 4. Yes, siyazi njalo ukubana owesine lo usedale imibuzo emningi kakhulu osithiye yena ugogo obehlala emakhaya, ekhaya kozwimba. Yes, sizwa kuthiwa ube leminyaka engu-82. Ukuthiwa yena akazakali ukuthi wake wahlangana lo muntu olegcikwane leli, kumbe kona ukuphuma elizweni. Osekudale imibuzo eminingi kakhulu ukuthi kanti kungakusenzakalani. Umuntu engathi azihlalele endlini nje atholakale selegcikwane leli na, Marvelous.
Avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus. Tichitarisa isu kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino pachirwere ichi checoronavirus, uyezve kuti chii chiri kuitika pasi rose. Tinoona kuti munyika pari zvino, nyika yakawedzerwa iyo mavhiki maviri kana kuti 14 days iri paiye yatinoti lockdown, inoreva kuti nyika yakavharwa pari zvino. Uyezve takaona kuti munyika yeSouth Africa neZuru takaona isu vachiwedzerwa ivo vachitaura kuti vachange vari kuvhura South Africa mumastage ekuti stage 4, stage 3, stage 2, stage 1 kusvikira vazonyatsovhura nyika iyoyi. Asi vakataura ivo kuti pari zvino kunyange havo vari kutarisa kuti mumwedzi unoteverawo vangangotanga kunge vachivhura, havasati vakuvhura maboda avo. asi tinoona kuti pari zvino panguva iyo zvinhu zvakaita manyamamire nerongo pachirwere checoronavirus pasi rose pari zvino regai timbokutarisirai kuti vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi vakawanda sei uyezve kuti zvakamira sei pasi rose panosvika ivo vanhu vanokwana ivo 2.7 million vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus uyezve 192,000 vawanikwa vachishaya pasi rose asi tinoona zvakare kuine vamwe vakawanikwa vachibata chirwere ichi dzinova idzo dzatingatiwo good news asi vakawanikwa ivo vachizokunda chirwere ichi vanosvika ivo pa 700 and nearly 49 nearly 750,000 vabata chirwere ichi pasi rose vakachikunda imo muno muamerica vanhu vabata chirwere ichi vanosvika ivo 800 and nearly 70,000 uyezve vanhu vashaya kubva muchirwere ichi vari kuda kusvika pa 50,000 imo muno kwozouya zvakare vamwe vakabatwa nechirwere ichi vakawanikwa ivo vachichikunda vari kusvika ivo pa80,000 nearly 81,000 saka ndo zvimwewo zviri kubuda imo muno muamerica pasi penyaya yechirwere ichochi checoronavirus asi tiri kuenderera mberi tichingoziva kuti zvii zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino uyezve kuti zvii zviri kusangana neveruzhinji panguva iyo nyika yakavharwa tinoona kuti vamwe vari kuchema nyaya yenzara hamungave muri munyika yezimbabwe kana kune dzimwe nzvimbo vamwe vari kutiwo mabasa atinoita mabasa emaoko saka kuti munhu awane cheruviri hunge ari kuenda kumabasa asi kana nyika yakavharwa izvi hazvisirizvo zviri kuitika pari zvino saka zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevamwe panguva iyo ino uyezve tichange tiri kuda kungonzwawo kwamuri kuti imi kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yelockdown asi sekutaura kwataita ino haisi live program iprerecorded program ichange muri kuinzwa na8 o'clock nguva yekuzimbabwe pafacebook page yedu yevoa shona nepastudio 7 tichange tiri kupakurirai kuti zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yechirwere ichochi checoronavirus tichange tiri kuedza kuti tiedze kumboonzwa kana paine vamwe nyanzvi dzinogona kuuya pano dzichizeya nesu mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino asi kune vazhinji vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vari kutarisana nezvakasiyana siyana asi vana chiremba vari kukurudzira kuti vanhu ngavagare mudzimba uyezve kune avo vangange ivo vari kunzwa kunge vaakubatira chirwere ichi ngavawanikwe ivo vachifonera vana chiremba kana kuenda kunzvimbo dzakatarwa nehurumende kuti vanhu vaende kunotariswa ikoko tinoona zvakare sekutaura kwatatiri kuita kuti South Africa yakawanikwa iyo ichitaura kuti ichange iri kuzovhura nyika yayo munguva inotevera vakati vokutanga kwemwedzi unouya asi vazhinji vari munyika iyoyo yezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe vari kushushikana vachiti havana cheruvivi uyezve vari kutarisanawo nenzara sezvo vamwe vavo varonzi ivo kana vasina kuenda kumabasa havasi kukwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachibhadharwa asi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichitarisa zvakare kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya iyoyi yechirwere checoronavirus Chris
Yes, Marvelous. There are many questions, of course, that many people are asking, and as far as coronavirus is concerned, it's a new virus. That's why it's called novel virus, meaning it's something new that doctors are still trying to work out and find out what really it is. So I got a couple of questions and answers that many people are asking. The first question is coughing a symptom of the coronavirus disease? That is a question that many people are asking. I even have a couple of friends in Zimbabwe who have been asking that question because someone started coughing about a week or so ago, and so they think maybe they might be having the virus. So the answer is that if is coughing a symptom of the coronavirus disease? The answer is the most common symptom of COVID-19. The symptoms are fever, tiredness, and dry cough. Some patients may have aches and pains, nasal congestion, runny nose, sore throat, or diarrhea. These symptoms are usually mild and begin gradually. Sikhuluma-ke ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus bakhona babule mbuzo eminingi kakhulu labodokotela baphendula ukubana hhayi imbuzo yesilayo kodwa silokhu sisacubungula ngoba leli ligcikwane eseli bonakale kuma kunyanga ezilutshwana nje ezedluleyo belokhu becubungula lo dokotela ye kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu obuzwa ngabanye ukuthi umuntu engazizwa sekhwehlela uhlacabangela ukuthi hayi sengilalo igcikwane kodwa ke odokotela bathi bona okuningi okwenza ukuthi umuntu azabona ukuthi ule gcikwane leli asokukhohlola ukukhwehlela kodwa na kuningi okunye okubuya ukuthi umuntu azathi hayi igcikwane sengilalo lokhu kuhlanganisa ukukhwehlela ukukhwehleka kwakhona bathi ngesilungu yi-dry cough ukukhwehlela lokwana okungani umuntu ukhanyiwe ye yabe sekusuthi lasemakhaleni lapho umuntu uyanza ungani uvimbene esehluleka khona ukufinya njalo esizwa ubuhlungu umzimba wonke bathi bona kodwa konke lokhu aso ukuthi kuhle kubuye ngesavunguzane nje kuhle kukuthathe uqalise ukwenzakala konke konke bathi kubuya kancane kancane ungezukukhwehlela hayi ungahle utshaye luvalo ngoba kwesinye isikhathi kuyaba kukhwehlela nje sikwaziyo kwansuku zonke bese kusithi ungezwa nje lo mzimba ungani uyatshisa-tshisa njalo bathi uyaba buhlungu umzimba uyezwa ubuhlungu lapha lalaphaya ya lapho sokungaba khona ukuthi uqale la ukuzibuza ukuthi kungakuhamba kahle na kumbe sengilalo igcikwane le-coronavirus marvelous
Chris, as we are working from home, I'm trying to get hold of a doctor so we can ask him that same question that your friends, you said, were asking about the coronavirus. So if we're lucky, we might have one doctor, medical expert, that can come and we can ask them that question. Although people won't be able to see them, they will be able to hear them. So I'm still trying. As you can see, I'm concentrating here on WhatsApp while I'm talking to you, but basically, kunyawo vachango vakupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, uye zvese kutaura kwataita tirikuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu dambudziko rechirwere checoronavirus, uye zvetichitarisa isu kuti zvii zviri kutarisana neveruzhinji pamusoro pedambudziko rechirwere ichi, vazhinji vari kuchema-chema nyaya yenzara. Asi vana chiremba vari kukurudzira kuti ehe tinoziva kuti vamwe vangada kuenda kunotsvaga zvekudya kunze uko asi zvakakosha kuitira kuti vanhu kana vachinge vabuda panze vabude vakapfeka ivo mamask Chris ndine mask yangu panapa ndogona kuzoita zvakaitika nezvo regatimbokunzwisa panapa nyaya yemamask yanetsa iyi ndine yangu mask panapa
But I have a whole pack. These are my masks. There are quite a number of them in here.
Really? But do you know how to wear it properly? Because we know there are a lot of memes out there, you know, about the situation that happened yesterday regarding these masks. Do you know how to wear your mask properly so it's protecting you?
Of course, of course. I mean, mine.
Can you show us?
Oh, I have. I'll show you later. I don't want to end up covering my eyes. And
anyway, kunawo tambuti timbo kusetsa ipanapa namkoma Chris varipano. Asi sekutora kwa ndaita ndikumboedza kuti tione kuti tingawana here chiremba vangauya pano vachitibatsira kutaura panyaya iyoyi yechirwere checoronavirus kuti chirwere ichi munhu angazive sei kuti anacho and andiri kunzwa Chris anga ari kuedza kutsanangura iye anga ari kuti pane vamwe vari kubvunzawo kuti ko kana ukangonzwa kukosora kosora chichadai dai dai zvinenge zvamira sei asi ndichaona kana takwanisa kuwana mukana wekuti tiwane chiremba vangauya ipo pano vachitaura nesu tinenge tongodzoka zvakare tichitaura nemi asi todzokera zvakare kune zviri kuitika imomuno muamerica muno muamerica house inonge paramende iyaya yemuno muamerica vari kutaura kuti house has passed 484 billion deal to provide money for hospital coronavirus testing and small businesses saka hurumende yemuno muamerica iri kutaura iyo kuti yapa mari inosvika iyo 484 billion kuti ishandiswe muzvipatara nemune avo vanoita mabhizinisi anobatsira nyaya iyoyi yekuti varwise chirwere checoronavirus asi munyika Chris nhasi ndandiri kunzwa kuti gurukota rezvemitambo nerechidiki Kirsty Coventry tanga tiri kunzwa kuti pane nyaya yatange tiinayo na 7 o'clock vari kuti ivo vane mari yavachange vari kupa vechidiki kuti vatange mabhizimisi akawanikwa iwo achirasikirwa nemari panguva ino yecoronavirus so like Chris what I'm just saying here yeah, was just saying The U.S. here has availed a lot of money to be used in hospitals and small businesses that are working along, you know, coronavirus eradication, or at least fighting the coronavirus war. But I was also mentioning that on our program on Studio 7, today we'll be having a program where the Minister of Youth and Sports, Kirsty Coventry, is said to be having a fund which is going to be helping young entrepreneurs who lost their livelihood due to the coronavirus. So at least it's something maybe for the youth to look forward to, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Thinking of what has been happening from our politicians in Zimbabwe, it's really sad to note that the resources are very limited. But of course, we've seen some members of the opposition going out of their way to help members of their parties, and including those from other parties as well. For example, we have Mr. Charlton Wende, who is the Secretary General of the MDC Alliance. He went out of his way and said in his constituency in Kwazana, he's going to give millimil to people over the age of 65, regardless of which party they come from. We have also seen Mr. Tendai Biti. He is also a member of the MTC Alliance, a senior official. He also did the same. He gave millimil to people, regardless of their political affiliation, from his own resources, which is quite a good move. Balaleli kambengutshoyo lapha ukuthi siyazi ukubana amabandla ezombusazwe adubeka nje njengomuntu wonke, bayaswela imali. Kodwa bakhona abanye asebethe hayi asozosithiya abanye belamba ngesikhathi lesilizwe livaliwe, abafana lo mela ikuwatsana edalele parliamente umnumzana Charlton Wende. Ye uthena upha abantu impupho kungakhathalekile ukuthi bavela kweliphi ibandla. Kwase kusiba lo mnumzana Tendai Biti laye wenza okufanayo. Ye siyazi ukuthi bengaba bebaningi abaphathisayo ngalesi sikhathi, abezombusazwe ikakhulu. Siyazi bakhona abangaso bezombusazwe abaphathisayo, ye abafana lomunye wethu Ezra Chisa Sibanda laye, siyazi ukuthi ubuthelela imali yokuphathisa isibhedlela se-Thorngrove koBulawayo. Ye baningi o-Freeman Chari labo bayabuthelela imali eceleni ngale bengaso bezombusazwe beyifaka nje ukuthi baphathise uZulu. Hayi, siyabancoma kakhulu ngemisebenzi yabo, marvelous.
Chris, I've just managed to get someone from Plan International. I heard earlier on our program, Let's Talk Ngatikurukure. But as you can hear, this is what's going on in DC. We have a lot of ambulances and police going around because sometimes, you know, there may be situations of COVID-19. So it's happening in real time. But I don't know if you can hear it outside. But this is the situation here where if they do find a case, they do send the ambulance and the fire and everybody. But tina pana pa Mujare, Rachel Goba, they plan international. Mujare Goba, tukona vanhu vari pa COVID-19. Imise plan international, pane zvamuri kuita here panguva inoyi panyaya yezviri kuitika muZimbanyanya, emabasa ati amuri kubata pari zvino.
All right, maita zvenyu. Isisi Plan International Zimbabwe tikura yotarisa nenyaya dzevaprotection services nguva yeCOVID-19. Takatarisana nevana vadiki uye nevadzimai nevana vechisikana, tichitarisana nekuona kuti nyaya yeCOVID-19 yakonzesa kuti vanhu vave mulockdown. Saka tiri kuti mulockdown umu vana vakachengeteka here? Havasi kushungurudzwa here? Vana vasikana havasi kushungurudzwa here? Vadzimai nevarume havasi kurwisana here? Yatinoti gender based violence. Ndonyaya dzatakabatana nadzo. Uyezve tiri kubatana nehurumende kuburitsa nhau dzeCOVID-19 kuti vanhu vawane kunzwisisa. Saka mumacommunity tiri kuita maawareness ekuti vanhu vawane kunzwisisa kuti COVID-19 chii, uyezve vanokwanisa kuzvidzivirira sei kuti vawane COVID-19. Saka takabatana nehurumende mukuita basa iroro.
And also, you were talking about the issue of the rise in gender-based violence during this COVID-19 lockdown. Take us a little bit through what your organization is doing and what you've seen happening on the ground.
Okay. So in terms of COVID-19, like I highlighted earlier on, the biggest challenge that we've been seeing as an organization is that gender-based violence has gone on the rise in the country, number one. Number two, adolescent girls and young women are failing to access certain sexual and reproductive health services, such as contraception, such as condoms, and any other family planning method that they would want to seek. This also then includes other services like HIV testing. And also you find that those who are living with HIV, who are also failing to go and access their ARV because of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, you also mentioned that you think men can play a very pivotal role during this lockdown, especially when it comes to their women not being able to access contraceptives for family planning. What role can men play?
Okay, at this moment in time, we are also asking that men take the lead also in family planning by helping their wives or their partners to go and access the services. There's no harm for a man to walk into a public health facility or a pharmacy to ask for contraception on behalf of their female partner. Mm-hmm. As well, we are also encouraging that men also take responsibility for having protected sexual intercourse using the condom so that at least they prevent unwanted pregnancies, they prevent HIV and STIs at the same time. Some might find it awkward that this mm-hmm. happens in marriage, but we are also encouraging that those who are married can also be proactive and use the condoms.
Yes, but talking about the condoms, we've seen there's been an uproar on social media about some Zimbabwean retainees who were coming in from different countries. Some are in Plumtree, border post, some are, you know, posted all over, some in Harare, asking for condoms, large amounts of condoms. But there seems to be an uproar. What's your take on what's going on regarding this, on the quarantined Zimbabweans from outside?
Right. The fact that you're under lockdown as a country in terms of restricted movement does not lock down also your biological processes. So you find that others actually are very much active during the lockdown within their confined spaces. So it's also important that they access these services such as condoms for them to protect themselves from unwanted and unplanned pregnancies, HIV and STIs. Just as much as a married couple, they might be locked down within their confined space, but they have every right to also access sexual reproductive health. This is what they're essential in terms of preventing HIV and unwanted pregnancies.
Mm-hmm. Maybe mongo taura nechi shona tisata kuti muendeje yukuti munoona sei panyaya iyo yekuti madzimai havasi kukwanisa kuenda kunowana zvikwanisiro zvekuti vasabatsire kana kuzvidzivirira kuti vabatsire nhumbu. Zvii zvamuri kukurudzira vana baba panguva inoyi?
Sezvanambo taura kurudzira kuti vana baba ngavawanikwe vachibatsira nemadzimai avo kunotora zvirongwa zvinoita kuti vadzivirire mhiri isina kurongerwa. Uyezve tokurudzira kuti ana baba ngavawanike vachishandisa nzira dzinowanikwa vachidzivirira utachiona hweHIV nezviri zvirwere zvinowanikwa pabonde kusanganisana nemimba dzisina kurongerwa. Zvakanaka kuti varume vawanike vachiendawo muzvipatara vachinokumbira macontraceptives kana kuti ivo mapirizi anodzivirira mimba kwemadzimai avo.
Tombotarisa panyaya iyo yemakondom, nekuti tinoona kuti munyika tichitarira tsika nemagariro vazhinji vanoti kana munhu aroora anozvishandisirei kukondom. Apa mungataura chii panyaya iyoyi? Uyezve panyaya yekuti pane zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe vakachengetedzwa kune ino inonzi quarantine vatiri kunzwa kuti vanga vari kutsvaga zvikwanisiro zvakadai semakondom, asi vanhu vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vachishora, vamwe vachiitiwo zviri kuitirwei. Mungati chii nenyaya iyi?
Hatisi kuti kana vanhu vakaroorana hazvireve kuti zvirwere hazvichapinde mumba. Kana vanhu vakaroorana hongu ngavave fu, asi kunogoka vanogona kukurirwa nemiedzo. Saka zvakanaka kuti vanhu vawanikwe futi vasanzira dzekudzivirira HIV mudzimba nyange makaroorana. Uyezve vese vari mukwarantini vari confined mumaspaces avo, asi havafaniri kudhinaiwa kana kubva mukuwana maservices aita semakondomu, nekuti vano biological process yawo ayina kumiswa ne lockdown angaba wano access to services bye
mhm tombotarisa panyaya yekushungurudzwa kwevana mataura imi kuti vana vari kushungurudzwa sei vachii chiri kuitika zvizvi zvamuri kusangana nazvo panyaya yekushungurudzwa kwevana
chiri kuyanyaitika ndechekuti vana vasikana even vari mulockdown vane kodzero yekuramba vachidzidza vari mulockdown makusaini vari kombina makurenzeni kunzi enei munochera mvura kumabhorani pava ari kutakuriswa bhaketi risiri rezere rake mukufamba imamachoda kubhorani handiti exposure yaari kutoita mucovid achidzoka kumba uri kusvika achibikisa osvika achichairisa iye vana vasikana vari kuchema kuti ngatibatsiranewo hanzvadzi dzedu kudi kuti tizowanawo chese mitana yekuwana nguva yekuverenga chechipiri vana vasikana kunyanya vari kuchema nyaya dzesexual abuse kubatwa kusina kukodzera vasina kubvumira nazvo zvichizokanganisika kusanganisisa utano hwavo inyaya dzatiri kunzwa uyezve tiri kutoti vana kana vachinge vanzwa vashungurudzwa ngavafonera child line pa-116 ngavamhanye kumapurisa ari pedyo uyezve kuzvipatara hazvirambidzwe kuti vaende kunomhangara kushungurudzwa kwavari kuita kuti vawane kubatsirwa
asi zviri nyore here kuti vaende kunoripota kwamataura kuti tiona kuti kushungurudzwa uku kuri kunyanyaitwa nani
kushungurudzwa kuri kunyanyaitwa nevanhu kunyanya vavanogara navo mudzimba trusted family handiasekuru vamo shaka wezandibaba wezandibamini asi ndo vanhu vari kunyanya kushungurudza vana vasikana ende kushungurudzwa kuri kunyanyawanda kuvasikana kupfuura kuvakomana asi nyore hongu because umwe unenge uchibhadharirwa school fees for example nevanhu ava asi mwana watokanganiswa utano watokanganiswa mangwana ake ngavaende vanomhangara nekuti mutemo wenyika unoprotekta vana ende havatombodi kuti vana vawanikwe vachishungurudza saka tokukurudzira kuti vana ngatisanyarare just save for these children
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo muzvare Rachel Goba vesangano replan international muve nezuva rakanaka
maita basa sesamavelas
aiwa Chris apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Rachel Goba veplan international vanga vari kusimudzawo imwe nyaya iri kunetsa vachitaura ivo kuti uwandu hwevana vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibhinywa panguva inoyi yelockdown huri kukwira uyezve kushungurudzikana mudzimba umo kuri kuramba kuchienderera mberi so over to you Chris
yes marvelous I was just talking to Mr. Vusumuzi Sibanda who is the president of the Africa Diaspora Forum Mr. Sibanda
good afternoon
good afternoon thank you for joining us you are now live on live talk can you give us just a brief background of what's been happening down there in South Africa
well look I think we have seen that the numbers have been gradually you know going up mainly because more tests were being done. I mean, it's not a lot. I mean, a country that has got a population of its citizens that is at 60 million plus, maybe another 10, 20, you know, million migrants has barely tested about 200,000. So that can only explain, you know, the numbers that are still this low. But what we can say for sure is that, you know, the lockdown is continuing, as was announced last night by the president. And obviously, I think our greatest concern is the migrant community that migrants don't seem and appear to be really in part of the program to ensure that they are provided for because the plans that have been put in place this far have mainly been to provide and cater for, you know, the South African citizens and South Africans. And that has left a lot of migrants stranded to such an extent that last week we saw a letter that was coming from a group of Zimbabweans where they wrote to the embassy seeking to go to to be taken back to Zimbabwe rather than starve because they cannot even walk out. So things are not really that much good for the migrant community because when they also get arrested, they don't easily access, you know, bail because of the fact that they are migrants. Even if they have got documentation like your asylum seeker documents, they cannot get bail from the police station. They have to go to court, and sometimes they are told they have to be taken to prison and wait for another 7 days while their documents have to be verified. And this is often not very simple because Home Affairs is also closed. It's operating at a minimal level. So you'd need activist lawyers that will basically, you know, refuse to have their clients probably held that long, considering that Home Affairs is closed. So things are not as good, but what we get from, you know, the government reports is obviously that, look, there is a great success in terms of the spread because a lot of people, I mean, the rate at which, you know, many people are being, you know, infected is not as high as would have been had the lockdown not been there. And we do believe that the lockdown, you know, is definitely an integral, you know, aspect of ensuring that there is no spread of the disease because no one was prepared for it. But our biggest concern right now is to ensure that the migrant community is properly catered for. Because for as long as, you know, the migrants living in South Africa are not properly catered for, it means that then it might be very difficult for the government to really manage to cap its spread. Because the majority of the migrants are employed in the informal sector where they sell on the streets and they don't have money in the bank. And they are faced with death when they stay at home. They are faced with death or arrest when they go outside. So a lot of them will probably decide, rather, let's go outside and try and make a living so that we can fend for our children. And rather than die, you know, of hunger at home, because one thing for sure is they are not getting or accessing the food. The president announced some economic social strategies, which involve, you know, payment of monies to people that are unemployed, and also increasing, you know, child grants. And those grants that we're speaking about for the children and other grants, they are only for South Africans and not refugees or other classes of migrants who do not actually get those particular grants. So already, that means the bigger portion of the grants that are your child grants and so forth do not include the migrants. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we cannot therefore say that the unemployment grant, which is paid at 350 for the unemployed, will include, you know, migrants, because we know that all the other programs in terms of social security have deliberately excluded, you know, the migrant community, despite the fact that a lot of them are employed as refugees, asylum seekers, as people with work permits, and these people who pay also, you know, the unemployment insurance fund, but they are having difficulties accessing that UIF even during periods of time when there is no COVID, when there is no crisis. So we have a big problem, you know, on our hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the greatest fears that most people have had in Africa is that the fear of the virus spreading in high-density locations. What has been the situation in South Africa regarding high-density areas?
Well, we have had, one of the issues is basically that there's been, even if there is a lockdown, but people in high-density suburbs appear to be normal, people moving up and about, seeming not to be concerned about what exactly is going on. And I think the biggest problem is, yesterday that Alexander, you know, which is one of the most densely populated high-density suburbs and informal, where there's informal settlements, is one of the hardest hit or area that has got a high number of COVID cases. So true, that is a very big problem. And I think at this stage, maybe the biggest issue is that there could be people that are already dying as a result of COVID, but because they have not yet been tested, you know, then it is not added to the statistics for COVID, and a lot of people might still not be tested in these areas, and therefore we might still not see the impact. I think the impact might only start to, you know, be felt very, very heavily once you've got maybe 5-10 people dying, you know, in a row, you know, in huge numbers. But at that stage, you know, the catastrophe might be much bigger than what it is now, but it is an imminent, you know, danger that is likely to come and overwhelm everything, you know, once we have seen, spread in that. You will appreciate that in South Africa, for example, the bulk of the cases that we have had, for example, in terms of, these infections. To start with, in Gauteng, it was mainly Bedford View, which is a very low density suburb in Sandton. So that's where this, because it has been confined. And also you look at the Western Cape because of it being a tourist, attraction center and Durban. So I think the spread, the penetration of the COVID in the high density and middle density, suburbs had not been that hasty. But once it starts to really get in, I think we might have a very serious problem in our hands.
I see. Thank you. Before you go, just a quick wrap-up.
Maybe, Chris, if I may just ask you to ask him a question. I know you won't be able to hear me. But what's the situation of the Zimbabwean retainees? Does he have an idea of how big the number of people that want to return? And are they aware that once they return, they will be put in quarantine for 21 days?
You heard the question, Mrs. Wanda?
Yes, I heard the question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the situation is that we've got a lot of Zimbabweans that are arrested. I've been in court, for example, this whole weekend. I've seen quite a lot of Zimbabweans that are arrested, and ultimately they end up being charged with either documentation. And then you also have, like I was saying earlier on, we had about 200 people in Johannesburg CBD staying at a flat, and some of them are blind people and so forth that were saying they want to go back to Zim. For them, I think it's a situation of saying, look, maybe we have got relatives when you get back to Zim, but they are unaware. That's where the issue is. Unaware that immediately they land into Zimbabwe, they are going to be quarantined, and they don't understand, the dynamics, of what is happening in Zimbabwe, because once they have gotten in there, they will not easily get, any much assistance. And this is why we have been advising the migrant community that, look, they'd rather try and be organized and be submitting their names so that we can see how best we can assist them. But people are not aware that could not change. That can worsen the situation for them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Just before you go, ngesiNdebele ungasitshela mnumzane ukuthi umumo unjani khona ngapho eSouth Africa ngasangela udaba lolu olwe COVID-19.
Umumo singasho ukuthi okwamanje kusabukeka ngathi kungcono ngoba nakho abantu bayahamba ngesizwe nomongameli esithi ukusukela mhla ka 1 May izinga lokuvikela lizokwehla ukusuka ku-5 isiya ku-4, okusho ukuthi ama-professional, amankampani asebenza ngabantu, basebenza into ezithile azovunyelwa ukuthi asebenze ngengxenye yesithathu ekhulwini yabantu. Kodwa esikubonayo kahle yikho lokho ukuthi abantu bokuza ngathi abatholi usizo lwabaludingayo, isikakhulu kwezokudla nokuphepha, ngoba siyathola nje, siyabona futhi ukuthi uma beboshiwe boshelwe khona ukuthi baphumile emizini yabo besiyofuna ukudla ngaphandle, bayabotshwa banganelisi nokuthi bathole ibheyili uma besepolice station, kugcine besenkantolo, kanti futhi uma sebesenkantolo bagcine bevalelwa okwamalanga okufika iviki lonke ukuthi amaphepha ababhekisise ukuthi aqondile na. Kungakho sithi umumo wona masibhekile njengamanje akukehlukani kakhulu, abantu abakaboni ukuthi lo mkhuhlane we-COVID ububa okungakanani, ngaphandle kwalokho abakubona kumabonakude ukuthi kwenzakalani kwelaseMelika no-Italy nabo-Spain. Akukazwisiseki kahle ebantwini balana kwelase-Afrika, ngoba amanani esiwabona ku-TV ngamanani abantu asebethestile, kanti-ke ingxenye yabantu abathestiwe lo mkhuhlane lincane kakhulu, kalifiki nakwingxenye yeshumi ekhulwini ebantwini bonke abahlala kulelizwe laseMzantsi Afrika. Okuyukuthi isithombe esisitholayo ngeke kahlehle sithi isithombe esingasikhomba ukuthi ububi esibhekane nabo bungakanani. Ngakho ngisithi asikabi kahle, asikazisisi ukuthi kahlehle kwenzakalani, kodwa siyakholwa futhi ukuthi amanyathelo athethwe nguhulumeni ukuthi anqabele abantu ukuthi bahambe kakhulu nawe yiwona ngabe sizile ukuthi umkhuhlane ungabhebhetheki ezindaweni ezifana nasemalokishini. Mhlawumbe kungasiza-ke lokho uma ungaqhubeka ungabhebhetheki kakhulu, ngoba siyakwesaba ukuthi uma kungenzeka ukuthi ungene emalokishini lamakhona njengoSoweto no-Alexander, oMamelodi, oMdansane nabogugulethu, kungavele kube kubi kakhulu.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu mnumzane. Marvelous.
Very interesting there, Chris, especially his response. Pandavunza kuti vanhu vari kuziva here kuti kana vachinge vasvika kuZimbabwe kubva kuSouth Africa kuvachasvikopinda muquarantine kwemazuva 21 vativo vazhinji zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kuti zvida kudzokera kumusha havasi kunyatsoziva kuti vachinge vadzokera kuZimbabwe vachasvikombogara muquarantine kwemazuva anoita iwo 21 vachiongororwa kuti vane chirwere chekoronavhairasi here kana kuti kwete. Atanzwa zvakare vachitsanangura ivo kuti nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa ndeyekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda munyika iyi hazvikodzere kuti zvipiwe rubatsiro rwuya rwuri kupiwa nehurumende yeSouth Africa, nekuti hurumende yeSouth Africa ine mari yairi kupa vana vayo vanonzi vaimaSouth African citizens vari munzvimbo iyoyi vachange vari kuwana ivo rubatsiro rwekuti vawanikwe vachibatsirika panguva iyo nyika yeSouth Africa yakavharwa. Asi tiri kuenderera mberi tichingotarisa isu kuti zvii chaizvo zviri kuitika panyaya yechirwere ichochi chekoronavhairasi, uyezve kuti chirwere ichi vanhu panguva iyo iri kunzi vanhu ngavagare kudzimba, sei vana chiremba vari kukurudzira kuti vanhu varambe vari mudzimba? Regaiti mbonzwa kubva kuna Dr. Simbiso ranga vari muno muAmerica. Ndakakumbira kuti vakwanise kunge vachitiitira isu recording yekuti sei vanhu vari kunzi ngavagare mudzimba. Regaiti nzwo kubva kwavari.
Kwaziwai. Ini ndinoitwa Simbiso Ranga, ndiri chiremba anoshanda kuno kuNorth Carolina kuUSA. Ndiri kukurumidzira maZimbabweans kuti ngatigarei muDzimba panguva inoyi iri kuitwa zvelockdown, kuitira kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 chisapararira muZimbabwe. Tose tinoziva kuti chirwere ichi hachina mushonga, uye kuti chinopararira kana vanhu vakaramba vakatsikiridzana mumabhazi, mumakombi, mudzimba, pandufu, mumachechi. Ndosaka pasi rese vanhu vari kukurudzirwa kuti kusvika namba dzevanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi dzaderera, patinokwanisa kumaneja vanhu vachiita upenyu hwavo as usual, munhu wese anokurudzirwa kuti ngaagare mudzimba. Ndinoziva kuti zvinonetsa for maZimbabweans akawanda kuti tirambe tiri mudzimba tisina chikafu, tisina mvura yekunwa, asi zviri nane kuti mucheme muri mudzimba muchiti tibatsirei tiwane chikafu, tiwane mvura yakachena kuhurumende nevamwe vanokwanisa kubatsira pachinhambo chokubuda panze tichiinda kuna nambare kumisika uku as if zvinhu zvakagadzikana. Nokuti chinoitika ndechekuti chirwere ichi chiri kukuvadza nekuuraya mazera ese, kunyanya vaya vanenge vane utano husina kunyatsa kusimba, vakwegura, vane HIV AIDS, vane zvinhu zvakaita sana asthma, diabetes, kana high blood pressure, hypertension. Saka kugara mudzimba kuchabatsira kuti kuspreada kwachaa chiri kuita kuya kudzikire, zvatinoti flattening the curve, kuitira kuti vashoma vanacho vasaramba vachichiparadzira, nokuti chiri kupararira zvisingamboiti, kunyanya mumaguta makuru sana Harare, Bulawayo, mekuti vanhu vanogara vari vakawanda panzvimbo imwe chete kana kufamba vakawanda panzvimbo imwe chete. Saka ndiri kukurudzira, ndinoziva kuti zvinonetsa nokuti tinoda kuramba tichirarama, ngatitsvage nzira dzokuti tichitsvaga kurarama ikoko tigare mudzimba nguva zhinji. Haisi nguva ino yokuti ngatirambe tichingoita zvinhu sekunge zvinhu zvakagadzikana, nokuti vamwe vari ku rasikirwa noupenyu nepamusana peCOVID-19. Vamwe vazhinji vanenge vasina kana masymptoms aya atinoti masymptoms ekuti tione kuti chirwere chiripo here kana kuti hapana. Saka zviya kana uri mukombi hautombozivi kuti munhu akagara paside pako uyu ane chirwere here kana kuti haana, endi kuti iwewe unacho here kana kuti hauna kana usina kutestwa. Saka ndinokurudzira zvakanyanya kuti ngatigare mudzimba kana pane vaya vanofanira kubuda kuti vanoita zvinofanira kuitwa sekutsvaga chikafu, ngazviitwe nekukurumidza kuti zvisangoita like upenyu hurungofamba semazuva ese. I know inguva yakaoma and tiri kukurudzira kuti hurumende ngaibatsire vanhu mudzimba mavari imomo kuitira kuti vasaramba vachibuda-buda. Zvichabatsira tese, vabereki, vanambuya, vanasekuru, vachatitenda zvizhinji kana chirwere chichadarika nokuti ndivo vekuti vakabatwa nacho upenyu hunokwanisa kudarika. Hazvirevi kuti vechidiki havabatwe nacho, vanokwanisa kubatwa nayo COVID-19. Haisi kusarudza mazera kana rudzi kana kuti varume kana madzimai, iri kubata munhu wese pasi rese, vane mari vasina, vapfumi varombo, vakadzidza vasina kudzidza, zvakangofanana. Saka ndiri kukurudzira maZimbabweans kuti ngatigare mudzimba kusvika taona chirwere ichi tanyatsa kuchibata, tachikontrola kuti chisaramba chipararira. Ndatenda hangu.
Tiri kunzwa apo Chris. I was just playing an audio that I had with a doctor based in North Carolina, a Zimbabwean doctor called Dr. Cindy Soranga, just urging people how important it is for them to adhere to the government's call wherever they are, for them to stay in lockdown until the required time, like we were discussing there with your guest in South Africa. Maybe let's just go back there, because someone was saying they are very excited that we had that guest because he was able to talk about what happens to Zimbabweans once they leave South Africa and go back home, repatriated back voluntarily. So that was a good point that came from him. Over to you, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Talking about people returning either voluntarily or being deported, there's this report that came out yesterday that the people who are quarantined in Matabeleland South, that's at Plumtree High School, were actually issued with condoms, and within 24 hours they had finished those condoms. So many questions have been rising. Some people are saying, well, maybe these guys are sneaking out at night, or there are some people who are being smuggled into these places, and also some are saying, you know what, maybe they're just keeping these, they're taking these condoms and just keeping them for the 21 days.
What's your take? I actually asked you remember I had a guest earlier on, I asked Rachel Goba of Plan International that exact question, because she works with sexual reproduction issues in Zimbabwe for Plan International. So she said she doesn't see anything wrong with that because they are being responsible. She said, yes, the country may be locked down, but the biological needs of men and women are not locked down. That was the explanation. So she sees it as a positive move because she says it's there to prevent unwanted pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases. So she's all up, you know, for people getting these condoms if they need them. Because like she said, yes, the country may be in lockdown, but the sexual needs of each individual is not in lockdown. So yeah, that's what she said.
But, you know, there's also this line of thought that maybe these guys are just, you know, stocking up. They're just getting
those. She said there's nothing wrong with that either. If they're stocking up, it means they're very responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the lighter side of what we're seeing coming out of this COVID situation, because people are really stressed. And then also, Mr. Rachel Gomba, when I asked her, I said, you know, what's your take on what's going on in the homes? She said that unfortunately there's a rise of violence against women because women are not able to easily go out and access contraceptives. So she was urging men, married men, to now revert to using condoms as a way of protection, because she's saying now the women are not able to go out, but, you know, men can also access condoms or be able to go on behalf of their wives to go and get the contraception for them. So a very interesting take that brought up by this condom issue, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very interesting. Balaleli sesifika ke emaphetheleni kohlelo lwethu. Sithanda nje ukwazisa ukuthi lingahambahambi. Don't go out willy-nilly. Please just go out when it's necessary, because you know, this virus is really you know, contagious, highly contagious. You can say, well, me, I'm who I am, whatever you are, and think that maybe your chances are slim, but, you know, it has turned out that it's not like that. ubuhlungu kakhulu yese sikuzwile abanengi abasuka nje ezindlini omunye besiyemsebenzini kuthiwe khona hayi umuntu usele gcikwane leli ye njengokutho kwami ayisikhathiso esingani sesidliwa ngumangoye sesizafika ke emaphethelweni uhlelo lwethu olwe live talk esilwenzela ke ezindlini zethu lezi nsuku ngoba singayi emsebenzini ukwenzela ukubana sibone lathi sibe ngabanye balabo abavikela ukuthi igcikwane leli lingamemetheki. Yeah, we are working from home, like I said, and we are also, you know, the part of the people who are encouraging you guys to stay at home, Marvel.
Yes, sir. Chris, what has been your experience of working from home? What's the big difference that you're seeing?
There's not much difference, but of course, you know, at home you have to do makeshift things, you know, makeshift studios, the interviews, just joining here, this and that, and so all that. But all in all, I think we've learned quite a lot, which even after this the COVID-19 experience, I think we are going to look at, you know, working at home differently than we did before. It's doable and it's actually productive, more productive in some cases because, you know, we have all these traffic jams and so forth. But now instead of waking up to go 2 hours drive and stuff like that, you are home, you just wake up and start working.
Maybe as we round up, let's take a look at the world figures once again of the coronavirus pandemic and also look at the figures in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe currently has 28 cases of positive coronavirus, people that have actually been diagnosed of coronavirus and 4 deaths. But Chris, we've seen that there is a rise of a number of people being tested positive in Bulawayo. What's your take on that?
Yes, it's what has been interesting about you know, the cases in Bulawayo is that they are somehow related to an old people's home, which is exactly what has been happening here in the United States, where the first cases were reported at an old people's home. And I don't know whether it's because of the age. You know, they say the old people are most susceptible to the virus, or the circumstances are not really clear. But there is something to do with old people. And, you know, I think maybe what they say, the underlying.
Underlying factors. Maybe just to round up, if you have the figures of the global pandemic as they stand right now from John Hopkins, just so that we can, you know, tell the people what we're seeing here in the United States, which has now actually become the epicenter of the coronavirus. We've seen, you know, the cases in the United States are continuing to rise, but there's also good news, for example, in New York, where they are saying they are now perhaps seeing a decline in the number of new cases, but it's still been locked down like all other states. And the president of the United States, Donald Trump, actually gave the onus on the different governors to determine when they will open up their cities. But over to you, Chris, to just give us a roundup of the numbers of coronavirus globally.
Yes, and also talking about Donald Trump, there's a big debate going on right now. Yesterday, he made a suggestion that people should inject, you know, should be injected through infrared, the disinfectants into their bodies. But doctors today joined and said, no, you can't do that. That's very dangerous. Anyway, the figures as they stand, the confirmed figures worldwide today as we speak, it's 2.75 million. Mm-hmm. And those who have recovered are 753,000. And the deaths stand at 193,000. And of course, like we pointed earlier on, the leading is the United States with 50,000 cases, 50,000 deaths, and confirmed cases are at 893,000, almost a million.
Doctors and governments are actually urging people to go out there, cover your mouth. You know, if you're coughing, cough into your elbow. and, you know, don't sneeze at people, and just stay at home. That's the code that's been made worldwide, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Thank you, siyabonga kakhulu ngokuba lathi kuhlelo. Thank you for joining us. Until we meet next time, same place. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Aiwa, kune awo vanga vari pachirongwa chedu. Tinokutendai kunge manga muinesu. Kuneni nemu wangu Chris Gande. Tinoti ndatisanganei zvakare asvondo rinouya. Ini ndini Marvelous Sanganya, uye ndiri muno muWashington.